What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 192. In this episode, I'll discuss the alternatives to sodium bicarbonate given the current drug shortage. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode192. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. This isn't the first time we've had to deal with a sodium bicarbonate shortage. Back in 2012, there was also a bicarb shortage, but this time it's more complicated. The two alternatives to sodium bicarbonate, sodium acetate and THAM, are in short supply or discontinued, respectively. I reviewed the use of sodium bicarbonate critical care back in episode 138. The good news is that actual legitimate uses of sodium bicarb in critical care are few and far between. The bad news is that sodium bicarb is frequently given in circumstances where it has little to no effect. And the habit of using sodium bicarb for cardiac arrest, DKA, contrast-induced nephropathy, rhabdomyolysis, hyperkalemia, or respiratory acidosis can be difficult to break. But the possibility of not having any bicarb available when it's actually needed might be enough to change practice. Perhaps the toughest practice to change is given sodium bicarb in the setting of cardiac arrest. A review of literature and ACLS guidelines concluded, although many studies have shown little to no benefit and perhaps harm from administration of sodium bicarb for rapid correction of acidemia accompanying cardiac arrest, and the latest ACLS guidelines published by the AHA do not recommend routine administration, sodium bicarb is still used as part of resuscitation in cardiac arrest. Additional research is needed to elucidate further the effects of sodium bicarb on organ function, on likelihood of return of spontaneous circulation, and on survival in patients resuscitated from cardiac arrest. An objective reappraisal of the use of bicarb or other buffer agents, and perhaps on an appropriate therapeutic window for use of sodium bicarb in cardiac arrest patients is warranted. When sodium bicarb is not available, sodium acetate can be given instead. 1 MEQ sodium acetate can be used to replace 1 MEQ of sodium bicarb. However, sodium acetate needs to be given much more slowly, over 15 to 20 minutes, to avoid the risk of hypotension and cardiac instability. The slow rate of infusion limits the usefulness of sodium acetate in critical scenarios, such as cardiac arrhythmias or toxicologic emergencies. In order to get through this period of shortage, conserve sodium bicarb by seeking alternatives for the following conditions. For metabolic, respiratory, or diabetic acidosis, just treat the underlying cause. For rhabdomyolysis, use normal saline for hydration instead. For hyperkalemia, use calcium gluconate or chloride to stabilize the myocardium, insulin plus dextrose to hide the potassium from the heart, and then remove the excess potassium from the body like I discussed in episode 34. For prevention of contrast-induced nephropathy, use normal saline hydration instead. For cardiac arrest, follow the ACLS protocols. Reserve sodium bicarb and sodium acetate supplies for tricyclic, aspirin, methotrexate, and phenobarb toxicity. If you're completely out of sodium bicarb and sodium acetate, consider the following alternatives for drug toxicity. For cardiac arrhythmias from tricyclic toxicity, you can use hypertonic saline instead. 1 ml of 8.4% sodium bicarb contains about the same amount of sodium as 2 ml of 3% saline. So use 3% saline, 2 to 4 ml per kilo per dose, giving approximately 1 to 2 MEQs of sodium per kilogram of body weight. For aspirin, methotrexate, or phenobarb toxicity, consider giving acetazolamide 500 milligrams every 6 hours, followed up by enteral sodium bicarb. And for quinidine-induced torsades, no other treatment is going to alkalize the serum quickly enough besides sodium bicarb or possibly acetate. So if you're completely out, you'll need to use other treatments for torsades, such as magnesium and electricity. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.